So the classic idea of a podcast, the kind of podcast that existed sort of exclusively 5 or 6 years ago, would be something like this. It would be a piece of speech-based audio. The producer would record it onto an MP3 file, and that would go up on their website. And iTunes would be notified that this podcast existed, basically. The listener would then go into their iTunes, they'd click subscribe, so that every week or month or whenever the new episode came out, it would be downloaded to their iTunes, and then they could sync it with their iPod and take it away and listen to it. So that's the sort of idea of regular on-demand internet radio. If you have to sort of think of a capsule description of what podcasting is, in many cases, it's this regular episodes, often speech-based. You don't have to do it that way. So one of the reasons, just to sort of, that's a capsule description of what a podcast was. You can do it that way, and there are lots of reasons to do it that way, but you don't. There are other ways you can go about making a podcast. So it doesn't have to be speech-based audio. It can be video, it can include music. It doesn't exclusively have to be discussions or interviews. It doesn't have to be an MP3 file. Obviously, if you're making video, then you need something which can a format which can support video, but it could also be streamed. So, in the sort of sense of getting out regular content to an audience, there's no reason you couldn't do an inverted commas podcast on YouTube, as long as you're uploading it regularly, giving listeners new content to enjoy. Now, the sort of technology that most podcast users is this is the sort of one techie bit I'm going to talk about in this section. So, I don't think any of us are going to talk too much about the technical aspects. If you've got technical questions, we're very happy to discuss them later on. But I don't want to sort of bang on about RSS and MP3s and software unless there's an actual need for it. One thing that most podcasts do use is this RSS technology, which is the same technology that blogs use to tell listeners that there's new content coming out. And that's what iTunes does. Basically, iTunes is an aggregator which just reads an RSS feed and says, is there a new episode? If there is, I'll download it and give it to the listener. So you don't have to do that. And again, if that's too complex or you think it's not necessary, you can release regular content and you can just tweet your listeners and say, there's a new episode out, go to the website and listen to it. Or go to YouTube and listen to it, or however you're disseminating it. As I said, you don't have to use iTunes. There are other ways to aggregate. Even if you're using RSS, there's other ways to aggregate and update your podcast stream. And obviously, the iPod bit is a bit of a misnomer because there's lots of MP3 players. People listen to it on their phones now, even if they're iPhones. There are other media players available. So, but more specifically, most of what podcasts are is the sort of things I talked about in the first slide. It's probably speech-based or discussion. It will probably use RSS or similar technology just to update the listeners so they don't have to actively seek out new episodes. And there are all sorts of advantages we can talk about to downloading it, but it normally is downloaded to a mobile device. So the kind of concept of regular on-demand internet radio, despite the caveats I've talked about, is actually a fairly good working description.